how do we help people see that there is this electromagnetic reality and understanding it and understanding how it works in your body and your life can really change how you look at the world, including improving your finances, I would like to point out.
Yes,
It
totally.
can have a major impact on improving your finances.
I couldn't agree more.
Right. So this is at the very core of building wealth. How do we help people see their electromagnetic reality? How do we help them learn about it? How do they experience the power of beginning to get that knowledge working in their life? That, for me, it was an incredible breakthrough that saved my life.
You know what I think the answer to that, if funnily enough, is, and I would just say, preface this, maybe I would say I'm no expert in this particular subject of tactics. But off the top of my head, I think the way that happens mostly is people get sick or in financial ruin. Then they get a child with autism, or maybe it's not them who gets sick. And they say to themselves, you know what? Screw this guy. I'm not listening to him anymore, or her, or I. They're stealing my money. They're stealing my ability, like you said, to feed my children. I've had enough of this. I'm going to go
Right.
look somewhere else.
But let's the person listening to this is saying, I got it. I'm ready. How do I learn to make the shift? What do I do? What do I read? What do I watch? How do
So I
I?
would say one thing: commit to knowing what's not true, just that. Just commit. If you hear something that's not true, or you see, you have some sense this is not true, this doesn't add up. The money is not made by the government. The viruses don't exist. There's no such thing as a ribosome. Then you go and use the technique of disproving. Proving what's real is really tricky. Disproving what's not real, that's the way to go, because at the end of the rainbow, you'll be home and everything will start to snowball and your life will be better and better and better because you believe less and less BS.
Well, but remember, letting go of the BS is good, but you have to embrace that which is true. But you can move towards the truth and try things and find things and grow things that are true.
Like Sherlock Holmes said, get rid of the nonsense first.
Well, but there's nonsense coming in every there's new nonsense
Yeah.
coming in every day. So it's a journey
Constantly.
of constantly getting rid of that which is not true and seeking and nurturing that which you find to be true. And it's experiential and it's simply a journey. It's never over.
Exactly. But I have a unproven hypothesis, which is guiding my life in a sense, that there's a kind of a magic involved in this. The more I get rid of that which isn't true, somehow, like the next day or whatever, the idea of what is comes in. I don't know how it works. I see it over and over again. So I've learned every mistake practically I make is believing the dominant narrative too much, or too quickly jumping to what is true when I should
Right.
stick to what isn't and just let it come in.
Well, I will say this. There is some dynamic which I don't understand that by allowing untruths to stick around, you waste all this space that
Yes,
keeps the truth from coming.
exactly. It's like
Right.
demons, they call
Right.
them like archons, or so I don't know. Like Carlos Castaneda talked
Right.
about that, these like things that hang around.
Right.
And once you get rid of the things, then it's a beautiful world and you see the truth.
Okay, well, every year we publish a list of books for the next year. So, is there any place on your website where I can come and find the documentaries or books that were the most useful to you in getting rid of the lies?
Well, in biology, it's Harold Hillman,
Okay.
for sure.
Okay.
If you,
Harold.
I can tell anybody who's interested, science, biology, medicine, if you haven't read this book, it's called it's hard to find, I must admit, the case for a new paradigm in cell biology and neurobiology. You are what I would consider uneducated in biology and medicine.